Saudi Arabia just pulled off one of the biggest shakeups in sporting history. Here's why this week's big golf merger matters and a few questions about what happens next. It's just a year since Saudi launched the upstart LIV Golf Series, but its impact has been so big that it's forced a shock union with the more established PGA and European tours. The new entity essentially put Saudi Arabia in charge of world golf. It was in June 2022 that LIV began offering top players big money and started a fight over the future of the game. A multi-billion dollar project, part of Saudi's wider push to raise its global profile. Major champions Phil Mickelson and Dustin Johnson were among those to be banned by their home tours and shunned by fellow pros. Now, spare a thought for those who spent a year fighting LIV Golf. Tiger Woods was reportedly offered $800 million, Rory McIlroy $500 million, but refused, only for the PGA to join forces with Saudi without telling anyone.
For players, I'm not surprised that, you know, this is an awful lot to ask them to digest.
So do the loyalists get compensated? Do the so-called defectors just get to stroll back in, having pocketed hundreds of millions of dollars? Lots of questions and details to iron out. This one is not over yet.